Come on in. You guys can get a little closer. Some can sit up here. Some can sit up here. That's good. Right there. Come on in. There's lots of space, everybody. I don't need much room. Okay. So, friends, what are we here today to celebrate? Yes, that's right. We're here for Christmas. Now, can you tell me what happens on Christmas that we're celebrating? Yes. That's right. We're celebrating Jesus' birthday. And that's something that we have to be very thankful for, isn't it? Are you sure? Are you sure? There we go, that's better. So now, friends, I'm going to share with you a story, okay? And it's all about thank you, God, for Christmas. Can everybody see my pictures? Okay. So Christmas is a very special time, okay? It's a time to say thank you to God. And so that's what our story is all about. Now, there are some parts where you're going to have to repeat after me, so I need you to listen really good. Put your listening ears on. This is how Christmas began a long, long time ago. An angel Gabriel knew about Christmas before anyone else. God sent him all the way from heaven to talk to Mary. He told Mary that soon she would have a baby boy. Her little boy would be Jesus. So boys and girls, can you repeat after me now? Thank you, God, for the angel Gabriel. Thank you, God. And we can have the participation of the whole class, too. That's okay. Now, a little brown donkey helped Mary just before her baby was born. She and Joseph needed to go on a long trip, and the little donkey let Mary ride on his back. He took Mary from her home in Nazareth to the little town of Bethlehem. So I need you to repeat after me now, okay? Thank you, God, for the little brown donkey. Thank you, God, for the little... Very good. Now, I have another picture here. What's this one? In Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph met a kind man. He was an innkeeper. They wanted to stay in his inn, but all the rooms were filled by the time Mary and Joseph got there. The innkeeper knew that Mary would soon have her baby, so he let them stay in a warm stable where the animals were kept. So repeat after me. Thank you, God, for the kind innkeeper. Very good. And the whole class is getting better, too. Here we go. There were donkeys and cows and goats and sheep in the stable. It was warm and dry in there, and all the animals were happy to share their warm, quiet stable. They watched Mary and Joseph with big, soft eyes. And while Mary and Joseph were staying in the stable, baby Jesus was born. The animals were the first to see God's Son. So repeat after me. Thank you, God, for the animals. Thank you. Excellent. Some shepherds were watching their sheep the night Jesus was born. They were in a field near Bethlehem. Suddenly, a bright light covered the shepherds, and they were afraid. Then an angel said to them, "A baby has been born tonight. He is in a stable in Bethlehem, sleeping on some hay. This baby is Jesus, God's Son." Then lots of angels came and began to sing to the shepherds, praising God because Jesus had been born. So repeat after me. Thank you, God, for the angels. The shepherds, they were surprised and happy. A baby had been born. He was Jesus, God's Son. And he was in Bethlehem in a stable with some animals. The shepherds left their sheep and ran to the stable to see baby Jesus. They found him where the angel had said, in a manger on some hay. So repeat after me. Thank you, God, for the shepherds. Thank you, God, for the shepherds. Very good. The night Jesus was born, the stars were big and bright in the dark black sky. The night was so quiet and beautiful. God knew it was the right time for baby Jesus to be born. So, God made a special star that was bigger and brighter than all the other stars. This special star was to tell the world that Jesus had been born. So repeat after me. This is a long one, okay? So make sure your listening ears are on. So repeat after me. Thank you, God, for the special Christmas star. Thank you, God, for the special Christmas star. Very good. Mary knew that Jesus was a special baby. She knew he was God's Son. When Mary looked at Jesus, she remembered that angels had announced his birth and that shepherds had come to the stable. Mary and Joseph loved Jesus very much, and they took good care of him. Mary was happy to be the mother of Jesus. So repeat after me. Thank you, God, for Mary and Joseph. Thank you, God, for Mary and Joseph. Very good. So, boys and girls, Christmas is God's present to the world. A little baby in a manger in Bethlehem. The little baby grew up to be our Savior. He is the best present of all. He is the reason that we have Christmas. So repeat after me. Thank you, God, most of all for Jesus. Thank you, God, most of all for Jesus. Very good. Now, let's sing a song. I think we should sing a song, don't you? We should sing a song. So I have some sheets with the words on them. If anybody wants sheets with the words, maybe I can send some this way. Just pass them around. And some this way. Now, I don't have enough for everybody, so we'll have to share. Okay. Okay, and make sure we get some to the back, too. We need to make sure we get to everybody. So like I said, we're going to need to share, because I don't have enough for everybody. Maybe some in the middle here, too, if there's extras. Well, we need... Oh, there we go. We got some going in the middle. Okay. Now, friends, do you know this song? Some of you, maybe? Okay. Mums and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and everybody else, You can sing along too, because I think you guys know this song, okay? So we're going to sing Away in a Manger, okay? Is everybody ready? Okay. Follow my lead, okay? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby waits, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Very good, everybody. Let's give a clap. I turned it off by accident. I need to make sure you can still hear me. So, boys and girls, okay, boys and girls, I'm going to ask that you very quietly go back to your families, okay? And while you're doing that, I'm going to talk to the adults. So today really is a day of great thanksgiving for us. We're happy, we're blessed. We've waited Advent, 23, 24 days of Advent. We've prepared our hearts, we've done everything we can, and now it's time for us to welcome Jesus into our hearts at Christmas. The baby can only be born once, but every year, every day, the child, Christ, can be reborn in our hearts. And in our story, it seemed like everyone had a role to play. The angels, the shepherds, the star, the animals. Nobody was left out of the story of the birth of Christ. And I got news for you. None of us are left out of that story either. Each and every one of us, whether all my young friends that were with me here, or all of you that are seated, we all have a role to play in this story. We can put ourselves into this story. Are we like the innkeeper? Do we have to make room in our hearts for Jesus? Have we made room in our hearts for the infant to be born in our hearts? Are we like the shepherds? We come to see the Lord Jesus. We come to see him at his house. You're here. This is the best way to celebrate the birth of Christ. I was talking to the kindergarten classes at St. Dominic's School last week. And we were talking to them about it's Jesus' birthday. And where is the best place to have a birthday party? Well, it's at your house. Have everybody over to your house. And so Christ invites us today. We're here at his house for his birthday. And we've been doing this for 2,000 years. Are we like the star? I love the star, because the star shone a light so bright that everybody was attracted to it. everyone was attracted to that light and drawn to Christ. And the light of Christ dwells within each and every one of us. So are we like that star? Do we let our light shine for other people to see so that we can help draw others to Christ? We are so thankful for today. As our children's liturgy story said, we thank God for Christmas. I asked some of the kindergarten students what they were thankful for. Some said presents. Some said the big dinners. Some said their family. Some said their teachers. But they were all, and I asked them, I said, boys and girls, do you think that we'd have any of these wonderful things without Jesus? No, we wouldn't. So this is a time where it's important for us to give thanks to God for all of our blessings that we have received. None of our festivities would be possible without our Lord. So when you go home, and when you're in the middle of your dinners, and opening presents, and all that wonderful family time, take a moment to stop and remember the true meaning of this great feast. We're here to celebrate the birthday of our Lord and our Savior. So just take a moment among the festivities and like all the boys and girls said today, thank you God for Jesus.
For those who do not know, this is Peter Luko. He's the next person to be ordained in the Diocese of Peterborough. We are lucky to have him for 1 year as an intern. They said he's in training, but I think he's ready. So thank you very much, Peter, and God bless you. Please,